This district was white at that time, wasn't it? Did you have any trouble buying the house?
Yeah, they, we have, you know, people, they just, you know, you can tell, you know, they don't, when they see you, they just act kind of funny, you know. So
they didn't say hello?
No. I remember, you know, one of Mr. Albert Kwan, you know, his house and cross to mine.
Oh.
Yeah, over there.
Used
but they,
to be, right?
Yeah, they sell it and they get the house and people there.
Uh-huh.
And I think even that time I moved in there. See.
Oh, I see. So you were not the only Chinese who lived around.
Oh yeah,
there.
We have few now. Yeah.
No, I mean at that time when you bought
that
this
time,
house.
Mr. Kwan and
right. And
myself, uh-huh. Mr. Louis, you know, Louis produced what
mm-hmm.
one in Wilton and that street.
Wilton, yeah.
And Mr. Kwan, neighbor, you know, my neighbor, and over here, see. We have a few Chinese here at that time.
Mm-hmm. And the neighbors were all nasty to you all, or in other words, were your white neighbors, did they dislike Chinese?
Well, first time it's kind of difficult. But after we live in here and get used to it, and they friendly, you know.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So eventually
but they
they
more understanding when we live in here.
Mm-hmm.
And we take good care of the places and take care of the garden nice,
mm-hmm.
everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they like it, see?
Mm-hmm. I see.
And I remember one the American lady talk with Mrs. Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she like the Chinese too much.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, which house beside you, a house is a Chinese? Mrs. Kwan answered, well, you don't have to ask me. When you see the front, neat and nice, that's a Chinese. Then met that American lady, Sam, you know. Yeah.
Oh, so she was ashamed, yeah. did you try to buy any other kinds of property after you got this one?
Well, I got few, you know, business, commercial property, but not...
And you had no problem? You didn't run into any hostility buying
no.
those?
When you're in possession, you can do, you know, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Did you face any other kinds of discrimination besides the housing, or did you sense any other kinds of hostility, you could say, while you were living in Los Angeles before World War II?
Well, my business in here, I got to live in here, you know.
Yeah, your business is here.
Yeah, but Los Angeles is good too, you know.
You have, besides your neighbors not treating you nicely originally, you know, when you first move in,
mm-hmm.
you had never run into any other kinds
no.
of problem.
Mm-hmm. I have to look them out, you know, make them, you know, like it, see?
Yeah, so, in other words, for instance, were you ever refused service at a restaurant? White restaurant?
No, well, I sell them.
Or you don't go to white restaurants?
I go in a white restaurant.
Uh-huh. When you say very seldom, I presume
yeah.
you mean you never did.
But...
You never were refused.
That's right.
I see. Did you ever go to any nightclubs?
Well, I seldom. you know, maybe once a while, entertain with some friend, you know.
Uh-huh. And you were never turned away?
No.
Did your children tell you about any kind of discriminatory experiences that they had?
What?
Your children. Did they come home and tell you that they had problems with their schoolmates because their schoolmates called them names?
No, they... Some said they get along.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that there were any hostility toward the Chinese in Los Angeles?
What does that mean?
Did you feel that there were any kind of negative feeling on the whole by the whites toward the Chinese?
I don't think so.
Even in the old days?
Old days, a little bit, yeah, but now, now like a normal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Did you send money back to China?
Oh,
to
yeah.
your mother?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you write to her?
Oh yeah.
Did you write to anybody else besides?
Oh yeah.
Your friends?
Friends, schoolmen.
Yeah, you keep writing to them all
oh,
these
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Oh my. I see. Did you also send money to help out your other relatives, or did you only send?
Well,
it
when
to
they
you?
Needed the poor people.
Did you join any associations in Chinatown?
One time, and like Zhonghua.
Zhonghua Weigun.
Zhonghua Weigun. The building, you know, a few people, we promote to build a new building. And Chinese school,
mm-hmm.
and we built it.
Oh, you and some other people.
Yeah, and CACA, we built it.
Oh,
you know, Tongyunhua.
You belong to those?
Yeah, I'm CACA member.
CACA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also the...
I joined the CACA when I first came, see, 1922.
Good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you join?
Well, just during the time I think about immigration law, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're not comfortable with Chinese. We have to join some kind of organization to fight the way out, you know, to try to be eliminate those restrictions.
Mm-hmm. I see.
They do a lot of work on,
yeah.
on this immigration business.
Mm-hmm. How about any family associations?
Family, our
you did
yeah,
not
children
have
association, only our four family. Tom.
Oh, I see.
I'm the president for many, many times.
when did you join that one?
Oh, when I... long about Second World War.
Second World War, uh-huh. What, how much money did members have to pay every year?
Oh, all depends, see.
Uh-huh.
Maybe $10, $15 a year, something.
So the name of that family association you belonged to was called the Lao Xing Jiu Leng Gong Sao, right?
Mm.
And it consisted of these four families,
yeah.
Ham, Tam, Chui,
Hui,
Jie. Ah, I see.
Xing.
How many members did you think you had altogether?
Oh, we have close to 300.
Oh, 300. Okay. What sort of activities did you... engage in?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things did you do?
Oh, just, you know, once a while we get together and we just, you know, we have a meeting every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we set up the past, whatever we do right or wrong, and we set up the plan for the coming future, you know, something like
that. What sort of plans did you set up?
Oh, not too much, you know, sometimes we learn the picnic and get the, you know, picnic, go to the park and...
Oh, picnic?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
You know, just try to do some good cause for our association, you know, for the, like a four family, you know, one family, see?
Were there any women in the association?
Oh, yeah.
So anybody whose last name began with those four,
mm-hmm.
whose last
yeah,
names
were
those
yeah.
four, you can join.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And when were you president of this association?
I forgot, but you know, many term, maybe 10 term.
And you joined it around World War II?
Oh yeah.
I see. Did you Did you become an American citizen?
Yeah, naturally.
Naturalization?
Yeah.
When?
No, automatic I'm citizen because of my father, American citizen. And when I first come, I just follow my father's citizenship. See.
Oh, so I see. Your father is an American citizen,
yeah.
Also. Oh. So you were a citizen. You got your papers very
mm-hmm.
soon after.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. Did you have to, get involved with World War II in any way?
No.
You were past. How about your? Oh, your children were probably too young to.
Too young for.
Mm-hmm.
For that.
Yeah. How did the depression affect your business?
Pretty tough time during that time because.
Mm-hmm. You had only one grocery store at that time. You did not have any other business.
No.
Okay. How did it?
To get the job during that time.
Job?
Yeah. You know. You try to. Get the job and hard to get, you know.
But you were a store owner. You don't need a job.
No.
Did you have to lay off your workers?
No, we keep all the workers.
Oh, really? Did your business go down a lot, or did it only?
Not go down a lot, but we do the same amount of business, but
oh.
We have a small profit, see?
I don't
You
understand.
Have to sell everything
cheap,
but not
oh.
So you get business.
I see. Very small profit. But enough to keep the...
Oh, yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
Mm. How long did that last, the depression, for you,
what,
your
from,
business?
1931? It's most 10 years.
Really? Oh, 10 years? No, it should have gotten better about 35. I think the
no.
Nation came out.
When President Roosevelt,
uh-huh.
New president,
yeah.
Just to do something.
Yeah. What kinds of, how did it affect other kinds of workers? You know, for instance, people who were working as laundry, clerks or restaurant waiters, that sort of.
Well, laundry,
farmers.
they just move all by their self business, you know. They, I see, they just only small place, you know, laundry,
mm-hmm.
all by their own self business.
Yeah, that's right. They run it by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
How about other workers? First of all, what kinds of workers were there? In other words, what sort of paid jobs were there available to the Chinese in those days?
Farming.
Farming, right. And
restaurant.
Being waiter or cook, right?
Yeah, waiter, cook or dishwasher.
Or dishwasher. And what else? I guess working as a store clerk,
yeah.
Like in grocery stores.
Sometimes a lot of old Chinese work in the, for servant, you know? Work
servant,
the
housekeeper.
Housekeeper.
How did the depression affect those people? Were many of them thrown out of a job?
Those hard workers, they always keep the job, but they don't get too much pay.
Ah, their salaries were cut.
Yeah.
Did you have to cut the salary of your workers?
Oh, yeah.
By a lot?
Not too much.
Oh, I see. How about the cost of things at that time?
Hmm?
You know, did the prices of everything go down also?
Going down,
oh,
going down.
So it was even the rent, maybe.
For example, we have a roast beef for dinner,
mm-hmm.
about 35 cents.
Oh.
And eat all you want, you see.
Uh-huh. That was during the depression?
Yeah, coffee at 5 cents.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you leave you another cup, see.
Yeah. How about before the depression, were prices higher before the depression?
Not too much, a little bit higher.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
I see. How much would you say the average salary was before the depression in the 1920s?
1920.
For those workers that we just talked about.
I remember I start with $50 a month.
What do you mean you own the store?
I know, but used to be my grandfather owned the store. I opened in there, see?
Oh, and he paid you a salary?
Yeah, only everybody paid.
Oh, $50 a month,
yeah.
you got. Was that a good salary?
Well, ordinary, yeah.
Yeah, but they paid for your food and your...
Oh, yeah,
living
there.
Living quarters, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You had $50 just to spend. And you sent the money back to China?
Oh, yeah.
All of it?
Not all of it.
Most of it?
Yeah.
To your mom?
Yeah.
Was $50 the average salary?
Average, yeah.
At that time?
Mm-hmm.
I see. How much did a loaf of bread cost at that time?
For 7 cents.
7 cents, oh my.
5 cents, 6 cents, 7 cents.
Oh, I see. And how much would, a week's grocery, how much would it be? For a family of four persons.
They cover $3 a week.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. How much would a one-bedroom apartment cost around this area at that time?
We don't have no apartment around.
Oh, that's true.
You couldn't stay in an apartment anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chinese, when they rent a room, I think three, four, live in one room, like a...